Well, you know, the world is in a really crazy place right now. We've got the pandemic, which is, I mean, especially with the protests, it just seems like a second wave is inevitable.
Yeah.
So we've got that. We're in the midst of trying to reopen. And then basically race riots.
Mm-hmm.
And just a lot of justified anger and in some cases some unjustified destruction, mm-hmm. but all stemming from the same justified anger. And now the president is all ramping people up and going to send out the military and all that. And as if things, you know, can't get worse, Carol Baskin took Joe Exotic's old zoo.
Oh, God, do you just have to add to it?
It's like, okay, coronavirus, racial protests, businesses that are already struggling now being damaged.
I know, I can't. Oh.
And then...
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
It's Carol Baskin.
Wow, I can't believe it.
Damn you, Carol Baskin.
Can you imagine his reaction?
I don't know. So he's still in jail.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So... I guess, hi, Todd. Is Todd there?
Todd?
Yeah. So this is some lawsuit or something. I don't even understand what it stems from. And it's not the one that what's his name? The creepy guy, Jeff.
Right. That was my first. I was like, wait, how'd you get it from Jeff?
No, she didn't take it from him. This is the old one before they moved.
Got it. Okay, yeah.
But I think Jeff was owning it. Anyway, it's the GW Exotic Animal Memorial Park in Wynwood, Oklahoma, will be handed over to Baskin and Big Cat Rescue.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, so it's 16 acres of, you know, I think that's where most of the show took place.
Oh, gotcha.
So what was on the show is now going to be Carol Baskin's. Like, it's their never-ending feud, you know?
And he's got to be freaking out. But, I mean, are people, like, investigating these places to make sure these animals are taken care of?
I don't think there even are animals there anymore because they moved the whole zoo. I think it's
doesn't
just,
she have a whole sanctuary?
Oh, she does, yeah. But remember, she loves them.
Right.
She's crazy.
I know.
She does.
They're all crazy. Hi, Todd.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
They're all crazy. We were just saying, it's like, you know, all this stuff happened. It's like whenever we need a distraction, out comes Joe Exotic.
I know.
You know what I mean? Have you noticed that? Like, first the coronavirus hit, and all of a sudden we were under stay-home orders, and then they released the Tiger King.
Yeah.
Right? And we were like, whoa, in this, like, seven-episode series, right? And then things get worse, and then the things get really locked down. And then that was when they said, oh, here's another episode.
I know.
Right?
Yes.
And now there's protesting, and people are, you know, just... We're addressing these race issues that are still around, and I don't know how we can't be better as a country. And it's disappointing for us. You know, it's like this is not the America that we were promised. You know what I mean?
No.
Right.
And I think it's up to all of us to do something to make it better. And part of that is talking about it, which is why we don't want to just ignore it and do like silly segments and stuff like that. We have to talk about it, but. But that happens. And now, you know, there's protests, there's businesses being damaged and everything. And then, boom, Joe Exotic comes. Hey, bud.
He's having
Carol Baskin, take him a land.
Right. He's having a banner year. Even though he's in prison, a banner year.
Of all people.
He's never really getting out, right? I mean, he's in there for attempted murder, right?
I think he's getting out.
He's getting out?
I think something's going to. I don't know.
You can't make this up. There is a bus tour right now. There is a bus tour to lobby Donald Trump to pardon Joe Exotic.
Yes.
Wow.
There's a bus. Okay. You can't make this up.
No.
There's rioting in our cities. We are addressing like serious issues with race and with policing and with who we are as Americans. And there's someone driving a bus around who says the priority is to let Joe Exotic free.
Yep. Are you all
right?
You
know, like, what?
Are you all right? Listen. All right. We're getting Jerry Seinfeld.
Okay, sorry. I was getting hysterical. I know. I sound like Jerry Seinfeld. What's the deal with Joe Exotic?
What's the deal with the bus tour?
What's the deal with the Tiger King?
Oh, man. He really is living his best life. Can you just imagine
I don't think he is. He's in a federal prison.
Well,
no, I think he's miserable.
Yeah, he's definitely. Well, now he just lost his property.
true. Maybe he's now not that having
now Carol Baskin. First of all, Carol Baskin got him. By the way, if you don't watch The Tiger King, I'm sorry. This is a useless segment, but go watch it. It's a good little escape.
It really is a good escape.
And so Joe Exotic, who owns this tiger thing, Carol Baskin was like a big cat rescue thing. Mm-hmm. But then there was it seemed quite clear that she fed her husband to a tiger.
Yes.
And the husband disappeared, and it's still a cold case, right?
Yeah.
So there's all that. So then she doesn't really seem that great, you know?
Right.
And then
not a good person.
No one's good in this entire series.
No.
Nobody.
They're all weird and strange and, I mean...
uncomfortable and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then this land that Joe Exotic owned, which was where the original zoo was... court just said that's actually Carol Baskin gets to have that. So imagine Joe Exotic's in prison going,
damn you,
Carol Baskin!
Man, I wish I could have seen that reaction.
I'm Joe Exotic.
Was it even? I don't even remember if it was his at the end. Anyway, didn't he like turn it over to
the other guy?
The other guy. Yeah,
I don't know. It may not have been his, but either way, they said Jeff Lowe.
But, yeah, Jeff, that guy, right?
Yeah, another creep.
Yeah, Jeff.
Oh, my God.
He's a creep, too.
He is not a nice person.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're kind of right, though. I don't know that there is any one person that was nice. Maybe the husband of Carol, maybe he was decent.
Well,
but,
no,
he
was just
by something.
Oh, the original husband.
Yeah, the original one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because the new one is a total pushover.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Big wimp. But then, you know who I actually liked was the guy who kind of ran the zoo who had two prosthetic legs.
The prosthetic? He seemed
Saf seemed cool, the one who lost his arm. True.
Although
Good point. But
he was a little nuts too because he lost his arm to a tiger and then went back, like they finished the stitches and then he went back to work.
Right.
You know, like it was like, wow.
Oh my God.
Just
you know
reaching,
what I mean? Like imagine
reaching
that.
For goodness here. Just trying anything
but
we can.
But the guy with, what's his name? But he was, when they did that other episode, I was like, well, God, you seem like a good guy, you know?
Yes, he does seem like a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then remember we learned, this is so weird. So here's an example of how this show is so weird. our show, okay? Mm-hmm. So we were talking about that, and then we got a call from, I don't remember. I don't know even what we were talking about. Well, we got a call from a guy who does prosthetic limbs.
Oh, yes.
And then I asked him, because I'm an idiot, I can't help but ask. I'm a very curious person,
mm-hmm.
but which means sometimes I ask stupid questions.
Okay.
So there's this guy who calls and makes prosthetics to make people, you know, who go through injuries or have, you know, these terrible things happen to them, able to be active and all that. Like, this guy is doing great stuff. And what do I ask? I ask, can you get them like printed with patterns like the guy in the Tiger King?
I think that's a normal question to
and
ask.
And then the guy goes, oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like silk screening. And like he explained the whole thing to us. And I was like, okay. And then I get a message from someone who says, oh, my God, I was listening to that tearing up. And I was like, what? Why? And the guy goes, because that guy who does the prosthetics did the prosthetics for my father, my late father who just died a couple years ago. And it made him able to enjoy the last couple of years of his life. So I was listening to that conversation about silk screening prosthetics like the Tiger King guy and tearing up.
There it is.
You know what I mean?
That's called the Blake Show, people.
That's the Blake Show. You never know what you're going to get.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Wake it, Blake, people.
No matter what, it ends up in some sort of emotional breakdown. But the fun part is, you never know why.
It's like my life.